It's just kind of taking advantage of what's in front of us, you know, utilizing these tools at their highest level. Because, you know, one thing that I think people are going to get out of this situation, you're going to know how to learn how to deal with manufacturers a lot better. You're going to learn a different skill set, a different line of communication on how to get to the end product now. And I've been doing that for a while, and that's why I'm so humbled that those choices that I made early on are really allowing me to be able to move in that space that I wanted to be in. I was already working in that space, whether it's for my clients or for myself, but now I'm like, okay, let me slow down this client work and let me actually hone in, because this is that one time where I can really do this, and let's see what comes out of it. And I think a lot of us creators are starting to get into that space, because the more and more I talk, people are now getting into creating the type of work that they've been wanting to create for a while.
I can hear children in the background. I'm guessing this is a whole new addition to the work-at-home ethic as well.
Yeah, part of the adjustment. But I think as an entrepreneur, I'm kind of used to being in this space. And then my children, they're with me a lot because, you know, they're part of the entrepreneur journey. In my household, like, neither one of my parents were entrepreneurs. My kids get the opportunity to be hands-on and see their father work and even close deals, you know, or, you know, sell a painting. So they get the opportunity to see that experience, share that experience. And they're very young, and they ask me a lot of questions. They still don't understand everything, but they're a part of the experience. And that's a beautiful thing about being in this time as well.
That's a great tip for parents, because I know many are struggling just to teach the curriculum that the schools have given them, but maybe not thinking so much about those important life lessons.
Exactly. And I've also, what I've learned through my own personal journey, it was really about the life experiences. It's about being hands-on. Like, I had a friend that came into America. He was a first-generation child. Their parent owned, like, a mini store in Evansville. And what I've noticed, that level of engaging with people, dealing with money, knowing how the market works, put him way ahead of where a lot of us kids or a lot of his peers were at that time. And it kind of inspired me to be an entrepreneur very early. Sometimes as parents, we get so caught up in working and just trying to survive, we forget how important that part is. Right now, being in a time like this, is reiterating how important those things are. And I think people are going to be moving more on a family level, trying to accomplish things, because they're going to see the importance of it, because I think the economic aspect is going to force it to happen anyway.
You've been working with the Kepra Institute on certain topics, including trauma and how art can help that. And boy, oh boy, I think now is the time for those kind of discussions.
Yes, indeed. I always say when you're creative, when you're in the creative process, that's your meeting with God. And you can feel the spiritual connection when you're in your zone. I think people are going to figure that out through this process that, man, I should have been being creative. I kind of got too serious about life and got to taking the hard way. Let me just start making more things. Let me see how I can impact the world through my creative process.
Thank you, Omar, for sharing, and keep on creating.
Thank you.